Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Love of the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and we've just hit a new lunar cycle. This week, we're going to be exploring the Taurus new moon. The Taurus new moon will take place on Wednesday, May 12 at 4:59 a.m. in Sydney, Tuesday, May 11 at 7:59 p.m. in London, and 2:59 p.m. in New York. If you listened to the previous episode where we explored Taurus season and the Scorpio full moon, you may recall that I said we were about to enter eclipse season. Well, this is it, baby. Even though this new moon is not an eclipse, it is the beginning of a new lunar cycle. And when the moon reaches its fullness in a couple of weeks, it will be a lunar eclipse in Sagittarius. I remind you of this again because it's really important, as I suggested previously, that you rest now before these eclipses arrive. Hopefully, Taurus season has allowed you to take rest, but let's just get clear on the type of rest I'm referring to. I'm not talking about the physical kind, although that's always a good start and will undoubtedly help, but I'm talking about energetic rest, emotional rest, and even to some degree, spiritual rest. Are there areas of your life where you're expending more energy than necessary? Perhaps it's socializing beyond your capacity, overworking. It might even be holding space for people who are depleting your energy. Emotional rest looks like being easy on yourself, allowing yourself to feel emotions rather than fight them. And in some cases, removing yourself from situations or people who exacerbate your emotions unnecessarily. Spiritual rest might be putting down the self-help books for a little while, being less restrictive with your spiritual practices, and leaning into the discomfort of accepting yourself exactly where you are. All of that seems quite counterproductive considering it's a new moon, but unlike the Aries new moon that had strong manifestation and action-oriented energy, this one is less about making it happen and rather allowing it to happen. This new moon is about realizing that in manifestation and creation, sometimes, and definitely in this instance, not taking action is the best way forward. Can you change the lens in which you view progression? For many of us, unless we're creating and progressing and growing, we feel stuck and like a failure. But these slower Taurus moments are paramount to successful manifestation. They connect us back to self. They encourage practicality and stability so that we can manifest from a really strong and sturdy foundation. The mantra for Taurus is "I have." And we're being called to draw all of our senses to what we have right now in this very moment. And what is it that having means to us? And if you struggle with this, then come right back to your roots, like literally in the earth. You have earth beneath your feet, the sun shining on you through the day, and the moon guiding you by the night. There are so many earthly pleasures around us at all times. Not having what we want or think we need can often trump appreciating all of the abundance that we already experience day to day. this Taurus new moon is about marinating in gratitude for all that you have right now in this present moment. Taurus is ruled by the planet Venus, so finding beauty and femininity in the energy of this moon will also allow you to surrender to the magic that can unfold. A really beautiful way to honor Venus energy might be to perform a new moon ritual outside in the garden and offer your intentions up to the fertile soil, the blooming bushes, or the vivacious wildlife. All right, let's have a look at some ways that we can work with this Taurus new moon. Indulge in the senses. Taurus is an extremely sensual sign. So think of ways you can indulge all of your senses: scent, sound, taste, touch, sight. I'm thinking a sunset picnic, a culturally explosive feast, a cacao ceremony. The options really are endless, but really trying to include all five of those senses. Take up a creative hobby. Creativity is a very Taurian quality, and throwing yourself into a creative project, especially if you're quite an analytical person, is a beautiful act of surrender if creativity comes easily to you. If it doesn't, and hey, that's not all of us, perhaps trying something simple like doodling or coloring in or getting creative with your wardrobe. It's such a cliche thing to say for an earth moon, but I only say it because it's true. Get out in nature. Again, using all of your senses in this nature immersion. Allow nature to heal you and hold you. For some of you, this might be gardening or bushwalking. For others, it might be a day at the beach or a coastal walk. Hey, maybe just go and hang out at your local nursery. I actually have a nursery across the road from me, and whenever I'm feeling frazzled, I just take a stroll through it and it calms me down. And speaking of gardening, new moons are all about planting metaphorical seeds, but why not plant some actual seeds as you set your intentions and see what grows? Lastly, Taurus rules the throat. So if you're into chanting, now is a wonderful time to practice some chanting at home and feel the reverberation in your throat. If you're not into chanting, singing at the top of your lungs to your favorite Dolly Parton song works just as good. Okay, if you would like to do a new moon ritual and you're not quite sure where to start, or you would like to be led through it so that it is specific to the Taurus new moon, you might like to become a Lunar Lover member. All Lunar Lover members get access to new moon circles every new moon and every full moon. You also get beautiful guided meditations, yin classes, journal prompts, lots of different ways for you to embody and integrate the lunar cycle. So if you want to become a Lunar Lover member, all you need to do is head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover or hit the link in the show notes of this episode. If you enjoyed this episode on the Taurus new moon, you might like to take a screenshot and share it to your Instagram stories. You can tag me at Jordana Levine. So in a couple of weeks' time, we have the Sagittarius full moon. And yes, it'll be the first of the eclipses of this cycle. So we've got a lunar eclipse. And then with the Gemini new moon, we'll have the solar eclipse. So take your rest now. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast. It's me again, your trusted podcast host. If you enjoy Lunar Lover, you must check out my other podcast, Higher Love. Season 1 is a 10-part podcast series, and all 10 episodes are now available, which makes it perfect binge-worthy listening. Join me and three incredible single women as we explore a revolutionary approach to love and dating that puts you and your personal vibration front and center. If you're serious about finding love and you've had enough of below average dating, then get ready, friends. You're about to discover how to find not just any love, but a higher love. Find it now on your favorite podcast app.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.